Long Island's KJOY 98.3. It is Meal Prep Monday on Jamie and Dew with Stephanie from Sweet Savory and Steph. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's slow cooker season.
It is. It's so funny because I feel like we always say it's slow cooker season. So when it's like baseball starts in the spring, it's slow cooker season.
It is still slow cooker season. And then when you get into the summer and you don't want to turn your oven on,
yes,
it is also slow cooker season.
Dead of winter is the perfect time to use your slow cooker. The problem is, though, with a lot of slow cooker recipes, I feel like it comes out like mush. So you need to find a way to make it more interesting. And that's what I like to do with my slow cooker recipes. So this one is a slow cooker French dip sandwich.
Oh.
So we're not just like making the meat in the slow cooker and then calling it a day. We're actually putting it onto a sandwich with melted cheese. It starts out with lean chuck roast. Chuck roast has so much flavor. It's like really tender, especially when you slow cook it. So it's the perfect meat for this. But I know you're going to get upset. We do have to sear it before we put it into the slow cooker.
Fine.
But only for like 2 minutes.
Dirty a pot just for you.
I know. So you're going to take your 2 pounds of the lean chuck roast and season it with salt and pepper. You're going to put some olive oil spray at the bottom of a frying pan. And you just want to sear it on both sides just to get a little color. And it gets a little bit of a crust on the outside, which I think is really important for the flavor. In the meantime, we're going to make the mixture of the liquid that's going to go into the slow cooker. So we're going to do beef broth, Worcestershire, balsamic vinegar, Dijon mustard, and 1 bouillon cube. We're also going to quarter 1 onion, and we're going to throw in 3 cloves of garlic that we're just going to smash. We don't have to cut them or anything like that, and 2 dried bay leaves. Then we're going to submerge the meat into that mixture, make sure everything is whisked together really nicely, and then we're going to just cook that on low for 8 hours, or you could do high for 4 hours. You're going to shred the beef with 2 forks, like we always do. Then the remaining cooking liquid, you can ladle that into little ramekins. That's going to be your French dip part.
Oh,
yes.
That's very cute.
Yes, and the liquid is not thick, so it's that nice, thin au jus kind of. And then as far as like assembling the sandwiches, you can use any type of cheese you like. You can do Swiss, mozzarella, provolone, whatever your favorite is, whatever you have on hand. And the cool thing with this is you can tailor it to everyone's specific needs. So like if you have someone that's gluten-free, you can use a gluten-free roll for them. You can do mashed potatoes would be good too, almost like a short rib situation. But yeah, so it's perfect for the family, or it would make the perfect meal prep for the week.
Yeah, let's have a French dip. We only have that when we go out to eat.
Exactly.
Let's do it at home.
Right.
Okay, slow cooker season, it's on. Get the full recipe for Steph's slow cooker French dip sandwiches, KJOY.com.